This is Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. Forget what you think you know about church.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The true gospel of the Lord. Praise the Lord, the word, the life. Okay, be seated, please. I say good evening to you. Thank you all for all the work you did today. I know it was a long day. I appreciate you helping us move the furniture for the church and for us personally. Again, I know it was a long day, and I do appreciate each and every one of you for the work you did today. Thank you very much. And good evening, I say. Ladies and gentlemen, my dear brothers and sisters in faith, today we gather to reflect upon a passage from the Gospel of Matthew. A passage that has the power to stir our hearts and challenges us to broaden our understanding of spirituality and unity in the divine. Let us turn our attention to Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20, a passage that speaks of Peter's confession and Jesus' response. We encounter a conversation between Jesus and his disciples that holds a profound message for those of us who believe that all paths lead to God. In this passage, Jesus poses a question to his disciples, asking, who do people say the Son of Man is? The disciples respond with various answers, reflecting the diversity of beliefs and opinions among people in their society. Then Jesus directs the question more personally, asking, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" And it is Peter who speaks up and proclaims, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus affirms Peter's declaration and acknowledges the divine inspiration behind it, stating that this truth was revealed to him by God himself. It's a beautiful exchange that reminds us of the importance of personal revelation and connection with the divine. It reminds us that human understanding of the divine is multifaceted and often shaped by cultural, historical, and personal contexts. Just as the disciples had different interpretations, we too find ourselves on diverse spiritual paths. The belief that all paths lead to God recognizes the inherent worth of each individual's journey. It's a belief that encourages us to seek commonalities and shared values rather than focusing on our differences, to see the common thread that runs through various spiritual traditions and beliefs. Just as Jesus commended Peter for his sincere confession, so too can we appreciate the sincere beliefs of people from different backgrounds. When Jesus says, "Upon this rock I will build my church," he might not be referring solely to Peter's confession, but also to the solid foundation of faith that transcends particular dogmas. Different cultures, religions, and philosophies can all hold grains of truth, guiding individuals toward a deeper understanding of the divine. Our various faith traditions, though distinct, can be seen as different expressions of humanity's yearning for the divine. Each path is unique, yet they all share a common destination, a closer connection to God. Just as many rivers flow into the same ocean, many spiritual paths can lead us toward a deeper connection with God. Some may question whether this perspective diminishes the uniqueness of Jesus or the significance of individual faiths. On the contrary, it honors the wisdom and truth present in every tradition, while recognizing the interconnectedness of all creation. In embracing this viewpoint, we affirm that the divine light can be found in different forms, and that our differences can enrich our understanding rather than divide us. The passage also contains a promise. The promise that the church, built upon Peter's confession, will prevail against the gates of hell. Now, this can be understood as an affirmation that the core truths of various spiritual paths, even though they may differ in appearance, can withstand the tests of time and tribulation. Furthermore, the passage reminds us of the importance of unity among believers. Jesus gives Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven, symbolizing a stewardship of spiritual guidance. In the same vein, we are called to be stewards of compassion, understanding, and unity. As followers of the belief that all paths lead to God, we have a responsibility to foster respect and harmony among different faith communities. And in conclusion, my dear friends, the passage from Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20, challenges us to broaden our perspectives and recognize the divine presence in all paths. Let us remember that the teachings of Jesus were characterized by love, compassion, and inclusivity. As we embark on our unique spiritual journeys, may we also embrace the common thread that binds us together as children of the same Creator. In a world that often emphasizes divisions, let us be beacons of unity. Let us celebrate the rich tapestry of faith traditions while acknowledging the shared human quest for spiritual fulfillment. By doing so, we honor the message of love that Jesus taught and carry it forward into a world hungry for hope, understanding, and connection. Amen. Next one, please.
It is time for everybody's favorite part of the service. That's right, the announcements.
You know, you can't make a difference. We are an all-volunteer church here. None of us take a salary, not even myself. And the only way we keep our doors open is through our tithings of our community here and through donations from people out there in YouTube land and Podcastville and in the world. And the only way we can do it, like I say, is with your help. And we could use your help. If you like what you're hearing here, if you like the fact that we are trying to spread the true meaning of Christianity to the world, if you like the fact that we are preaching about a God who is all-loving, all-forgiving, all-caring, and a Father, please consider making a donation to Dallas News of Life Church. Like I said, we can't keep our doors open unless we have your support. And without your support, this message may not get out there. And we think it is so important that it does, that we have devoted much time, much of our lives, some of us all of our lives, to this endeavor. So please consider making a donation to Dallas News Life Church. Simply go to DallasULC.com and click on the button for donate. We are a tax-deductible non-profit organization. So again, all of your donations to our church are tax-deductible. So please, DallasULC.com, click on donate. Okay, next slide, please. Now, whenever I talk about this, I always get somebody that comes to me and says, Bishop, you know, I love the church. I really do. I want to help you. I believe in what you're talking about, but I don't have any money. I'm broke. And I say, you know what? Guess what? I'm broke too. You do exactly what we all do. We're all volunteers here. Your time is your money. We will use you. Trust me. We need your help. We always do here. There's only so many hours in the day. There's never enough of them. And there's always tasks that don't get done here at the church that we would love to get done to further our cause. So simply go to DallasULC.com. Click on volunteer. This is if you can't donate, can't tithe, wait, we can have you as a volunteer. We'd love to have you. Come join our church. Volunteer. Click on volunteer, and there you'll see a list of the positions we have available for volunteers. If you don't like something you see there, don't worry about it. Please come on in and see us anyway. We'll trust me. We'll find something for you to do. I promise we can put you to work, okay? All right, let's go. Compliments, concerns, suggestions, complaints. Pretty simple here. You have one of those, you need one of these. That's going to be an email address, feedback@dallasulc.com, or you simply go to dallasulc.com and click on the button for contact us, and there's a form there you can fill out. Either way, it's perfectly acceptable, and we will be glad to take care of your compliment, concern, suggestion, or complaint. Pray@dallasulc.com. Again, pray@dallasulc.com is another email address for you. If you have any prayer requests, we pray every day here at Dallas Streams of Life Church, and you can ask that your prayers be said during our daily prayers during the week or during our Sunday prayers with the entire congregation. You can remain anonymous or leave us your name. Simply go to pray@dallasulc.com or simply send an email to pray@dallasulc.com, or if you want to go to dallasulc.com, the website, and click on prayer requests, there's a form there you can also fill out. Either way is perfectly acceptable. Some like to send the emails, some like to do the prayer request on our website. DallasULC.com has all the information you need. It's always there. It's where we try and get everything about the church. Everything you want to know about it is right there. And we try and keep it updated as much as we can. And it's the best place to just know everything that's going on around the church. Okay, next slide, please. Did you know we have two podcasts? We have two of them. Two podcasts. I just put on last week's the other day, and then I also put another life lesson up. And that's the end of the life lessons I have until I find some more. I've got to go digging in some old footage and find us some life lessons. So I'm working on it. But the first one is it's Your Path with Bishop Mark. Your Path with Bishop Mark. It's been going on for 6 years now, going into our seventh year. And that is our gospel for every week and our sermon for every week. And it's very simple to find that. You just go to your favorite search provider and type in Your Path with Bishop Mark. If you don't like doing it that way, you can always go to Alexa, or we have, we call her Alexa here, as we call Echo. We say, Echo, play Your Path.
Welcome back to Your Path with Bishop Mark.
There you go. Echo, stop. So anywhere in the world, you say Alexa or Echo or computer, whichever you have it named as, and you say, play Your Path, it's going to play Your Path with Bishop Mark. I think that's pretty cool. Now, you can also, if you're here at the church, you can see on the back of our program here, we have a list of some of the providers we have, some of the apps you can get on the App Store, wherever you're going to get those. And they also carry our services. There's a lot more than this that carry our podcast, but these are some of the main ones you might want to check out, okay? Now, the second podcast is, like I alluded to it a little bit before, that's going to be Life Lessons with Bishop Mark. That's our newest podcast. It's only been around for one season so far, but it's our, what I like to call our TikTok of podcasts. It's people with a shorter attention span, like I know some of us have. Some torturous. Some teachers with a shorter attention span. It's. I mean, I have it at times. Believe me, it's great for that because it's only about 2 to 5 minutes long each episode there. And it's exactly what it says. It is. It's life lessons. Check it out. I'm really proud of it. I think it's pretty cool. Life lessons. Do the same way. Go to your favorite search provider. Type in life lessons with Bishop Mark. I guarantee you can find it there. Or go to one of these providers on the back of our program. Go check out your favorite provider out there. I guarantee you'll find either one of our podcasts there. Okay, back it up. There we go. Now, 60. Okay, that's it. Right, you're right. Go ahead. Forward now. Look at this. 69 days. That's a little over 2 months now. We were at 4 months just a couple weeks ago. All of a sudden, we're at a little over 2 months. I'm starting to get nervous. Is anybody doing any fundraising? I need y'all to fundraise. Please ask people for a dollar. It doesn't matter how small it is. Look, I'm hey, I'm walking walking into Alzheimer's this year with my church. This is the ninth year we've been doing this. I know that Alzheimer's touches a lot of people. And would you consider sponsoring me for this walk to help raise awareness and find a cure for Alzheimer's? It's that simple. Okay? Please help us out. Let's get that going. Okay. 69 days. That's going to be the walk into Alzheimer's. It's November the 4th in downtown Dallas at City Hall. Any of you that want to join us for that, please feel free to go to ACT.ALZ.org. That's act.ALZ.org/go-to/DULC. The easier way to do this one, again, is to go to DallasULC.com and click on the button for Alzheimer's. Now, there, when you go there, you could either sign up to be on our team, which we'd love to have you, or you can donate to our team, which we'd also love to have as well. You can choose a particular member you wanted to donate to, or you can donate to the entire team. We could use your help on that too, folks. I lost my grandmother several years back to Alzheimer's after a very long battle. Don lost his mother to Alzheimer's. It's something that touches more people than you might imagine. And we need to find a cure for this. I don't want to go to this walk anymore. I really don't. I want this to be our last one, to find a cure so we don't have to do this anymore. So there it is, DallasULC.com, and click on the Walk Into Alzheimer's button there to give you all the information you need on that. Okay? And guess what? You made it through the announcements once again. I can't believe it. Here we go. I know it's been a long day, folks. I appreciate it. Again, I want to thank you all very, very much. I know it was a long day. I know there was a lot that had to get done today. I knew it was going to be rough. I knew it was. We pulled through, and I appreciate it. We didn't kill each other. Although we got close, we didn't do it. So thank you, thank you, thank you again. I owe you all. I bought you all tacos, but I know that probably wasn't enough to repay you. But I appreciate it. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate y'all's help. Okay? I call that rough. All right, let's rise for our dismissal, please. You got...